turunduse täht.
I have my favorite example. I am from on the west coast, from Göteborg, and of course we have a big producer of cars. Not of course, but the Volvo. I think people are aware of the Volvo cars.
Yeah,
and,
they are.
A few years ago, a Chinese man bought a whole of Volvo, right? So people got really scared. Oh, the jobs are going, you know, all going to go to China, etc. And but he said, no. We're going to build a factory in China as well, but of course we're going to keep the one on the West Coast there because there is so much within the brand that we want to keep. It's a Swedish brand, and we want to keep lots of that, the safety and the design and Nordic design, which is very popular in China and in Asia, you know. So of course we need to keep the factory and lots of knowledge here, right? And they've done some new commercial, which is really, of course, global. It's called Made by People. I find it quite interesting that you have a factory with all these robots and, of course, normal people working as well. But you talk so much more about people. And they've done lots of commercials with their own employees. And I think it's a bit different that if you want to sell more cars, they actually show the people working there, the culture. And these people, you know, become very proud of working there. It's like, again, this kind of marketing, this kind of employer branding from within, showing who works here. And there are people from so many different nationalities and competences, etc., that are so proud to be there. And then Volvo being proud showing them. And last week, you wanted me to do this trend spotting. Last week, I found out that what they actually done at one of the factory plants was that they wanted to say thank you to their employees. So they brought a really famous star, a girl who's had lots and lots of hits lately. She came actually to the factory floor, and she had a little gig for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. And they stopped actually the assembly line. So people could, you know, they were in the uniforms, and they walked up to the to the musician, and they had a gig on the factory floor. And then, of course, they recorded it, and it's a really cool movie. But again, it's to brand the cars, but it's actually to brand the people working there. So you get attached to the company thinking, what a cool, fantastic company. You get to see all these different people, and it goes straight into your heart. And to me, I mean, we all know the car industry. If you go like to these fairs they have, you know, all over the world, with these like lots of women with almost no clothes on, yeah, you know, yeah, lying, yeah, on the cars. I mean, as a woman, you get a bit upset. You're like, okay, is that how we sell cars? This is something so completely different, you know. It's like thanking your employees, but you do it publicly, and at the same time you show your fantastic employees, and you build a relationship with presumable Volvo car buyers, and also Volvo car buyers as of today. I'm of course a Volvo car owner. That makes me even more proud being an owner. You see what I mean?
Yes.
But it's all different. They don't talk about, you know, horsepower or blah 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 blah, you know, all these different attires. It's more you talk about the people working there, and it's like you feel like, okay, but they must build really fantastic cars because this seems to be a fantastic company. You know, and to me it's a bit different that you market it through your own people, even though it's not just that they sell services, they still sell cars. Absolutely. In an industry that sometimes, I mean, we heard so many bad things about lately, right? And tends to be quite a male industry, you know? So, and it's much more showing something softer. And we'll see how this works out, this whole campaign. But it's been running now almost for a year. They started a year ago with the first movie in January. And now we're in December. And then showing again on the production floor, etc. I think that's a bit different.
Very good. The candidate from my side is another famous Swedish company, Spotify.
Yes.
And the latest campaign was about using the customers within the advertising. Probably you have seen them in Stockholm. One of the ads we see here, that dear person who played sorry 42 times on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
What did you do? So a kind of fun campaign. How does it reflect in Sweden? Do people talk about this, or does it seem funny just looking from Estonian side?
That was a good one, but they do so many fantastic things all the time. So again, showing, because they have lots, for example, I mean, people working there, I mean, it's like, okay, if you work for Spotify, you need to love music.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes it much easier to work there, because then you have a common denominator that we love music and we want to be at the forefront. And their higher why is like to make sure that people can listen to music, you know, without illegal downloading, and that, you know, with a good conscience, you can listen to fantastic music we can help you to put together the best list. I mean, it's a fantastic, liberating thing, you know, what they do. And being also at the forefront. And I mean, they do lots of fun things. They have like a playlist called Work at Spotify. I mean, that's good fun. I mean, put together a playlist of your own company. And I mean, they do many, many things. This one that you told, I haven't heard about that, but I heard about many, many more other initiatives. And again, they do lots and lots of branding through their own employees, you know, again, make sure that they are the most fantastic ambassadors, you know, working for that company, and also making sure that you really convey the culture on the outside, that the culture is on the inside. You know, that's the best way to attract, really.
Okay, now we need to make a choice. Which one will get the award?
Spotify or Volvo?
Yes. What do you think? As a guest, you may start.
Who will win? Well, you know what? I would say this is a bit philosophical, but, you know, what do we mean by winning? By getting the right talents? Or is it, you know, because the Volvo thing, I think, is more that how you combine with your own staff and selling more Volvos. And with Spotify, it was more about finding the right employees, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, winning is, if you achieve your targets, what you want to achieve with your employer brand, then you're winning, you know. Because it's not about getting, you know, all these prizes and have a cool campaign. If the campaign doesn't work and if you don't get the right applicants or the right people to stay, I mean, you still have failed, I would say.
That's true. So,
Volvo. Winning, well, we'll see. We'll see. And they're really different companies, I would say. But again, we like it because it's a bit different. Everybody loves something new, a little bit innovative. So I would say they're both winners.
But if you have to pick one.
If I would have to pick one.
The best example for marketeers, what could they learn more?
The best, you mean to be better at employee branding or from these two examples?
From these two examples.
What they could learn from them. Well, what I would say is that don't get too much in love with your products, right? That's one thing I would learn. I mean, again, you need to show more of the soul, you know? I mean, with your own employees, what do you do? What is the culture, you know? That's what I think you would learn, because some companies are, especially engineering companies, they're so in love with the products and they think that the product itself will attract the people. But it will be the product as well as culture. Very important, right?
That's true.
Yeah, so that's one thing. And also, always, I mean, I would also say, don't be afraid of using a little bit of humor or do something that is a little bit out of the box. Because, you know, people are people. And even engineers need to laugh sometimes. And and it's also what I think also is like, don't be so fulfilled with yourself, you know. That you know, we like people to have a bit of a distance to themselves, right? They can see themselves from the outside with a bit of humor. And I would say Spotify is very good at that, when they talk about themselves. That, no, it's not perfect here, but we're growing and we are at the forefront of things. So we try new things. Some things fail, some things are really good. But, you know, we're always trying new things, you know. And I think that's very important. And you do very joyfully. For them, showing how fun they have together is vital, you know. Because without having the fun, I mean, how could you be innovative, you know? So in that sense, I really like, it's very playful, Spotify.
So Spotify will win, or Volvo?
Well, I love Spotify as a company, and I love Volvo as well. But again, Volvo has like a 120-year-old history, and Spotify, I don't know, how old is it, 12 years? I mean, you know, so it's again, it's just like apples and bananas, I would say. I'm sorry, I can't say one is a winner. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's say so. That then I'll take a right to decide. I would pick Volvo this time, because I think that it's much more difficult to change a culture that is 120 years old compared to a culture that is 10 years.
Yeah, I would. Now people would kill me at Volvo, but it's at least an old company. Maybe 70, 80, I should know. But I mean, an old company. I mean, exactly what you were talking about. To always keep, you know, changing. And that's what they say sometimes, these very popular companies like the Facebook and the Googles, they say sometimes that they're very grateful that they don't have an old history, that they could start for something different. So, of course, it's tougher if you are GE or if you're Volkswagen or, you know, these old companies. So it's very tough. And some people do the transition very well. And I think for some it's very, very hard realizing that what you thought would be attractive 30 years ago is not attractive anymore, or it is a hygiene factor, you know.
Absolutely. So, we decided for Volvo.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Good. Okay. Let's say Volvo.